quarter century ago, our two heroes were locked away in the asylum, exposed to decades of old comic books and pop culture magazines. Eventually, they broke free and are running the asylum. Now, they control what you hear. Welcome to Heroes Asylum.
Welcome, everybody, to a special Heroes Asylum. This is a bonus episode this week. This is going to be Shazam review. Spoiler-free, folks. This is spoiler-free. Thanatos and I just got out of seeing Shazam, so we're going to give you guys a quick little rundown. We are doing this live from the one and only Winchester, so please excuse the noise in the background, but it is Thanatos and I doing a quick spoiler-free with maybe a special guest. So hopefully you guys enjoy this, and stay tuned for our regular weekly episode coming out later this week. So here you guys go. Take it away, Captain Mike.
Thank you very much, Captain Mike, coming live from the studio. We are now here at the Winchester. We just got done watching Shazam. This will be a spoiler-free review.
So don't say anything about spoilers, Mike.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers, Mike.
Oh, and look who's walking up.
Hey,
Mr. Willie Beal. So what we're
going to
do?
Good to see you, sir. Good to see you.
How you doing, Matt? So what we are going to be doing right now? Like I said, we're going to do a spoiler-free review. We're going to call these reviews now the Midnight Movie Review.
Midnight Movie Review.
Kind of bringing back an old name. So, what did you think? How'd you like the movie, man?
I loved it. I think right now, if you want to put a bullet, gun to my head, clock it. I think it's the second best DC movie they've done.
Second best. At that point, what's the first?
I think Wonder Woman's still the best.
Wonder Woman's
still the best one.
Okay, the girl showed up.
The girl showed up. Yeah, I give them credit, but this movie had like everything that I wanted from a Shazam movie and never thought I wanted. If that makes any sense.
No, it's perfect. No,
it does have that big vibe, which they were teasing for the longest time. It does have that, but I think it has a lot more too. A lot more substance, a lot more, definitely a lot of heart. Big thing with the family in this movie. They're the stars of the movie, especially the two sisters.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
the Foster family, because they definitely stuck close to the to. They took a bit more from the New 52 than the original, the 1941.
It's definitely a big pull from the New 52. They threw in some nods to the Silver Age too, like little hints. You had to look to catch them, but I think overall it kind of exceeded my expectations. And Dr. Sivana being like basically a minority villain in the DC universe, I mean, to Shazam he's one of the bigger ones, but to me he's always been like, you know, mad scientist wacky doctor guy. But you know, they gave him some stuff to do in his movie, which I really liked, especially his arc throughout the film.
Very cool. Yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed the movie. I agree with you on some of the points. There were a few things I thought they could have done a little different. I think you and I were talking about it like right after when we were driving out of there. I thought the learning your ability montage was a little too long for me, but it let Freddy shine. You know, his foster brother, the handicapped foster brother.
And he shines.
If nobody knows who we're talking about for Freddy, Freddy is a foster child that's in the family that has is taken in Billy Batson. And I mean, just the whole family is great. This is where the traditional Marvel family comes from, you know, Mary and Freddy, and I just completely drawn a blank on the other ones. But
I forget. Yeah, I think Pedro is another one. I think it's all changed.
Yeah, all of them were great. I think the family was great. The kids were great. The world that they were in, they're not wiping the slate clean. They're still recognizing everything.
There's little nods here and there. I mean, you saw the trailer. The Batarang plays an interesting part in the movie. That's all I'll say.
I thought that was just going to be like a little side thing.
Yeah, but it turns out the Batarang has a, I'm not going to say a huge arc, but it's definitely involved heavily throughout the whole film.
All right. Well, I thought we were going to have a special guest here, but I guess not.
Did she run away?
She ran away, yeah. Okay. I gave her drink and she ran away.
We'll get her next time.
Yes.
We'll get her next time.
And we do have a hotshot Veal here.
Hotshot Veal, Mr. D&D himself.
You're using my, I am D&D.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nice life. Hashtag.
Yeah. We will be back for a D&D episode. I know there's some people out there listening that want to hear a D&D episode. So
Is coming with Mr. Veal.
We will have our own Dungeon Master talking about it.
The Dungeon Master himself will be here to lay the groundwork for you D&D nerdheads. So it's coming.
But for anybody that does want to see this movie, this is a great movie. It's not coming out till...
I think 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now. We just happened to get early access to it, and you know, we're able to get in and get some seats. But yeah, you guys have to go check this out. It is a fun movie. It's... I would say kid-friendly, but there were moments that...
There's kind of dark moments.
Yeah,
in that
there were a few dark moments. I don't know if I would bring the kids if anybody... I know a few of the listeners have some children. Younger age, I probably wouldn't bring, but you know, other than that, a lot of adult jokes, a lot of adult references, especially with glitter. There's a lot of
glitter stuff, a lot of glitter mentions in there. Some other body parts, we'll obviously leave it at that. But you want to make sure the kid's above 13 years old. I would say, I think it's kind of like the right age to bring them. It definitely has the family vibe to it. Families can come, bring them all. But I think DC's hit another home run. I mean, to me, they're 3 out of 4 in their last 4 films.
Yeah.
You had Wonder Woman, you had Aquaman, you had now Shazam. Justice League was the only fail, even though I like Justice League, it wasn't the movie that it should have been.
It was a trip. They tried to do something a little too soon and tripped and fell. But you know what? Somebody said before. It's not if you fall, it's how you get back up. And I think DC and Warner Brothers they're getting their ass back up. They're brushing themselves off. They're learning what to do and what not to do. And they're treating these worlds as unified, but not
all the way unified.
Yeah, not all the way unified. They're together. You're going to see references to everybody else.
And I think that's the right way to go for right now. You don't want to do like the tight woven Marvel thing right now. No. I mean, that's Marvel's thing. But
you got to realize we're talking a decade now, almost 11 years for Marvel. And we're about ready to hit Endgame. So, I mean, that's, you got to let them grow, let them do their thing. And, Shazam was definitely a good way. I think it was more grounded than Aquaman. I thought Aquaman was
definitely more grounded. Aquaman was more spectacular, bigger.
Yeah,
because you got the bigger world out there with Aquaman. This one was more centralized. It basically takes in place literally in one city.
I mean, and honestly, it's not CG heavy. There's literally probably about 3 CG effects, flying, lightning, and speed. I think really, I mean, the rest of the time, it's just a story. I mean, it's more story based, I think, than pretty much most of these have been. It is a family film in the fact that
family first.
Family first kind of film.
I want to see where they're going to go now. I mean, this, the world that they're building right now, going forward, is kind of fascinating to me now. I want to, like, these one-offs, I think, is the right way to go, like you said before. But I'm almost fascinated to see what's going to happen now. I mean, after seeing this movie, the magical element of DC, which I'm a big fan of, I can now see the magical world of DC on screen now. I could see it now. The way they laid it out. And there's one particular character that is sort of mentioned in this movie, but I'll leave it at that. I can see them moving forward. Like, I could see a Spectre movie. You know, I could see a Zatanna movie. I could see Etrigan now. I could see all those magical elements being introduced slowly but surely now, especially now since they introduced Shazam. I mean, basically, he is a magical creature.
Right, yeah.
So,
I mean, they definitely reference magic. You know, there's even a one line that they just say, magic can only beat magic. So they definitely are hinting at that. And a lot of, the world itself that they built, It's a good balance between the world of Superman that was extremely heavily grounded and very dark on the darker side to the,
this one was more lighter. I mean, you could say, but it still had dark elements in it. I mean, you can't escape that. The DC is what it is. I mean, they're basically about the pantheon of the gods. Marvel's always been the more grounded part with the cosmics, but this is, DC is going to have those dark elements. I mean, people who are going to cry about it, get used to it. That's what DC's built a lot of their lore on, is dark elements. So it's going to have those elements, but when you throw in those light moments like they did in this movie, it gives me hope for, like, you know, like I said, the magical universe and a Flash movie. I could totally see these guys, or this guy, I think it's David Sandberg or Alan, I don't know, David Sandberg or I know it's Sandberg, and he comes from a horror background, but I could totally see him doing a Flash movie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just I mean, like most people will not, you know, you could definitely see the horror side of it because, like I said, that there were moments that even, I mean, I was kind of on the edge of my seat a few times, and I do know there were kids in the theater with us, and I could hear them, you know, kind of screaming and crying, but, you know, and you forget what light-hearted it is, but yeah, this was a director from a horror background. I think his only two movies he's got were horror-based. Now, what do you see, without giving anything away, do you see a growth for the characters that are introduced and more sequels into that?
Yes. If you watch the movie, they kind of laid the groundwork for many sequels. I'll just leave it at that, which to me, and I'm not going to give anything away, there was a moment in this movie that I was literally in shock. And I think I turned to you.
Was that? Okay.
When you guys see the movie, and if you have read Captain Marvel or Shazam, whatever he was in the past.
And this is reading Captain Marvel of any point.
Any point.
I mean, from the 40s, 50s, what we're referring to takes place to all of his pantheon, you know, his history at any point. And definitely it was something that I was extremely surprised on.
I was shocked. I was literally shocked. And I should have known the way they were doing the movie that it was leading up to this. I don't want to like give it away, but it's,
yeah, they're hints, but
they're hints, but they're very minor.
But yeah, that's why I thought the minor hints were, oh, okay, well, that's going to happen later on down the road.
That's what I thought as well. I'm like, they're not going to, there's no way.
And I was telling Kane this on the way over, you know, what we know, this was probably the most tight-lipped thing that I think DC's ever done. There's always been a little leak, you know, here and there.
There was no leaks.
Marvel's been always very tight-lipped about their surprises, about this. This one, I never had read anything, never a hint. Few of the actors that were actually in this, didn't even hear about them being in the movie.
No, I don't think anybody did. So what did you think about the villain, Dr. Sivana? You thought he was good, bad?
I thought he was perfect for this. Yeah. I know he is the original, you know, enemy for Shazam, and I thought they did a good job on...
I like Mark Strong as Dr. Sivana. I mean, to me, he's always going to be Sinestro from that horrible Green Lantern movie, but he was the best part of that Green Lantern movie to me.
He was, yeah. I think he did a great job.
I liked him. And he's always been that tough guy, villain guy in every kind of the movies that I've seen him in, but he was good in this movie.
Yeah. I was just surprised to see who his father was. I was about ready to...
If you're...
I was about ready to scream, Lionel, what are you doing up there?
I guess he's known. Was he in the trailer?
He's not in the trailer, but I mean he's seen on the cast. But
if you don't know what Mike is talking about, one of the bigger surprises to me is the beginning of the movie. Dr. Sivana, Thaddeus Sivana, his father is Lionel Luthor. If you watch Smallville fame from the old Smallville show, he's basically Dr. Sivana's father.
Yeah.
And I was shocked when I saw him too. I thought Mike caught it, I think, first, and I think I caught it second, because I didn't think it was him, but now I heard that voice, and if you know his voice...
And what's really weird is about 5 days ago, I watched a Smallville panel, and I think it was from Chicago, that was filmed about, I want to say it was about 2 months ago, and no reference to nothing about it. You know, he talked about, you know, him doing something on Broadway, but he never mentioned anything about any movies, and I was shocked. Just floored when I saw who it was, and I thought he did a great job. I mean, he's not too much of a stretch from what he played in Smallville, but
nope,
still.
Not at all. Pretty much on par, but I like this performance in the brother, real dick in the show. Oh, man. I mean, if you watch this movie, Sivana's brother, I'll just say that... whatever may happen to him
is well deserved.
If you watch the movie, it is very well deserved. The origin to me stuck to the original New 52. Basically, I mean, if you read Shazam comics, you know the wizard grants him the powers and blah, blah, blah. But there's other stuff that happens when they mention the Rock of Eternity. I mean, you knew that was going to be in there anyway, but just the mere mention of the Rock Attorney makes me kind of giggle inside. Yeah. Kind of gets hits the geek feels, as I call it.
Definitely a good movie. And guys, make sure you do stay for the post credits.
There are two.
One's definitely a good one, good lead in for a possible future story movie. The last one, it's a little dig at somebody.
It's a big dig, I will give this away. It's a particular dig at a DC character.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it at that. But you'll get a kick out of it. It definitely stays in the formula of the movie and the flow. So it just makes sense.
And our third participant tonight, she definitely enjoyed it too. She was saying that she did like it. She just didn't want to be on for right now.
She definitely liked it.
But yeah, definitely from like the female point of view, she said she definitely liked it. Thought it was fun.
A lot of Easter eggs. Did you notice a lot of Easter eggs when you watched this? I noticed a couple Easter eggs.
A few. I mean, there were a few out there. Sorry, guys. Yeah, we are at the world famous Winchester.
The Winchester.
And our legend, Mr. Benjamin, is killing it on karaoke tonight. So,
yes, he has come down. Yeah, we're here, so
we had to walk away from the doors. It's funny. But definitely, guys, check it out. Let us know what you guys think. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Just to let us know if you guys agree, disagree. When you guys do get a chance to watch,
so what would you give it as score-wise?
Score-wise,
we're gonna go out of 10.
Out of 10. Oh, okay.
Out of 10. I'm gonna let you go first.
I'm gonna give it a. I mean, if we're going 10, I'm gonna give it a. I'll give it a good solid 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8. I liked it. I think I liked it a little bit more than you did. I think a lot of the things that they did with the character you didn't like, as far as like him not. Gaining his understanding of his skills a little bit too fast. And I get it. But to me, it's a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And I think he's not going to mature that quickly. And I think there's stuff that happens later on in the movie that you can have an argument for. But I think as far as with Billy. Yeah.
That down the road, we will have a full open episode, so you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna spoil the hell out of it. We won't do it now. But.
No, I mean it's not out yet. Not many people can see it right now, so we definitely want to do that. And we will be doing this more often, guys. We will be doing more movie reviews. We'll try to do a lot more of these up and coming ones that are just coming out. We're trying to catch early screenings, but we're also gonna go ahead and try to get some older movies that we're gonna try to review and give our input on them. Those obviously will have tons of spoilers on it. But anything coming out soon, the Endgame, Dark Phoenix. If we can get in there early, we'll definitely be able to give you guys a little bit of review if you guys want to, if you're not sure if you want to go see it or not. And this will be a bonus episode. This will not take the place of our normal weekly episode, and we will be calling this, like I said, the Midnight Movie Review.
Midnight Movie Review.
This is in honor of an old Midnight Movie Club we used to have. So hopefully we'll have some of those folks that used to be part of that come in for a little review.
They will eventually be here.
Yeah, we'll have soon. We may have to give a few of them an extra.
We'll have to give a little couple of nudges here and there, a couple little liquid encouragement. But they'll be on here eventually. And like Mike says, if you have any suggestions, we do have a Twitter page and Instagram page of any movies you'd like us to review, like older comic book movies. I was talking to the captain about doing some very old comic book movies, and I'm not talking about the '89 Batman. I'm talking like. One of the, if you remember back in the past when comic book movies came out, they were not the best quality. And so I was thinking about a couple that were, not to be up to speed or par, maybe reviewing some of those and see what kind of horrible directions they went to. Captain America. And but eventually that's going to happen. And like I said, Twitter, Instagram is where you can reach us. Suggestions. We are open to suggestions. We are open to conversation any single time. We love it. We love the input. So just please, please, please.
And guys, also our Facebook page. Check out that. We are posting things on there almost daily, several times daily.
Yes.
So you guys can join in, make comments to anything. And like I said, we will see us later this week. Well, we will be dropping our 80th anniversary of Batman episode.
Yes, sir.
So that will be coming up here shortly. Just a few days, actually, in fact. So, like I said, guys, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for downloading and streaming, because I know a lot of you guys are streaming. But if you guys do get the chance, please subscribe. If you do like it, we are now officially on every possible way of getting podcasting, except for Spotify and Google. But I will wrangle that bull down and get those taken care of. So, but in the immortal words of Stan Lee and our friend John Schnipp, I put those together. True believers.
Let's send it back to Captain Mike.
All right, thank you guys. Thank you. That was Captain Mike and Thanatos Kane out on the field. Those guys are doing a great job. I think that we may keep them around for a little bit longer. So, like they were saying, guys, Shazam is getting ready to be out. Definitely go watch it. So, we're going to go ahead and wrap this bonus episode up of the Midnight Movie Review. So, we will see you guys next for the next episode. Again, like Mike was saying, we have Batman, the 80th anniversary. That will be dropping this week as our normal episode. So, like I was trying to say before, true believers, stay sweaty forever. Get to the asylum.